you please take the roll call director?
President Bennett? Senator Lyson?
Here.
Senator Ferencamp? Chairman Fuller?
Here.
Speaker Grusendorf?
Here.
Representative Hurley?
Here.
Senator Kelly? Representative Martin?
Here.
Representative Miller?
Here.
Representative Phillips?
Here.
Senator Ray? Representative Ringstad?
Here.
Senator Rhodey? Senator Zara?
There is a quorum established in the top is the moving policy. There is one member that is absent that had proposed two small amendments, and that's Senator Jara. And on page two, down where about the second, third paragraph, where it has the cost of, well, here he is. I was taking up your cross, so you want to explain your two amendments as rapidly as you can. Oh, well, yeah, that's right. I'm out of order here. I'd like to revert back to approval of the minutes of last meeting.
Chairman, I'm going to ask him that we approve the minutes of the last meeting, I guess it's April 27th.
No objection, so moved. You have the floor, Senator Jara.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the two concerns that I had were on page one that probably need the statement for the record more than anything. And the first paragraph under one moving, the phraseology there, up to 30 days, could mean that basically 30 days is it. But talking to individuals who worked on this, that the intent was 30 days prior to the session, 30 days after the session, if it needed to be that. And just basically for the record, I didn't have any changes there. But just to bring that point up. And then the other one was in that same page, fourth paragraph down from number one, was a pickup by a moving company. And here again, under some circumstances, this might call for the moving company to pick up some furniture there that was being repaired or whatever, and rather than take it back, just to kind of give a little discretion there that maybe the chairman of the council or the executive director could review those on an individual basis.
Right.
That was kind of the understanding I had on that. And then the last one that I guess is where I would propose an amendment is on page three, where on item E, the last line for permanent housing, I guess is the definition of permanent. And I think I would move to strike permanent and put session in there, since this is primarily the session housing that we're talking about, and permanent could be considered here as maybe wanting to change your residency or some point, or permanent session housing, whatever you want to call it. But I think we need to identify that we're talking about session housing.
Do you ask for unanimous consent?
I'd ask for unanimous consent to delete permanent and insert session.
Any objection? Hearing none, so moved. Okay, I think I was mixed up with Jaroff and our director. I believe you had a proposal amendment on the first and the second page, did you not, Juan?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Just deleting, coming down just above the item two is marked, I think, but rather than have house trailers, I think that should just be trailers.
Well, house trailer looks funny.
In a container.
In a container.
I'm going to have a hard time with that.
Why?
Can't put a container on it.
It's hard to put a house trailer in a container.
Is there an objection to the...
What's the motion?
I'll have you make the motion. Go ahead.
So I don't know what the motion is.
Well, it's right there before you.
Mr. Chairman?
To delete it or what?
I was moving to ask for consent that in the page two.
Delete the word house.
There, we delete the word house at the beginning of the sentence where it says house trailer.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. So moved. I'll entertain a motion to.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the session moving or approve the session moving travel policy. Ask unanimous consent.
Object.
Object.
There is an objection. We'll have a roll call vote on it.
Why do you object?
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. I'm not saying anything.
Have a roll call vote.
Well, I'd like to know. You want to cut the objection?
Reasons.
Yeah.
It's filled with.
Well, I'm objectionable today.
It's just the 10,000 pounds.
Call for the question.
Well.
Call for the question.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Randy.
I am agree with you on the 10,000 pounds. If we can go back, fine.
Make the motion.
Hey.
It would take a rescinding motion.
Right, I know.
Okay, we got a motion before us, though.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we rescind in our action on April 27th, 1985, dealing with the vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman, we have a motion on the floor.
That is true. We had the motion to pass the moving policy out as it.
Well, somebody, did you object? I objected. She objected.
I object.
Okay, so we'll call for the question. Roll call vote.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Miller?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Senator Ray?
No.
Representative Ringstad?
Yes.
Senator Rohde? Senator Zeroff?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Chairman Fuller?
Yes.
Speaker Grusendorf? Representative Hurley?
No.
Okay, there's six yeas, four nays.
What about me?
I was waiting.
Excuse me, Senator Kelly.
Kelly, I was just going to call for you, buddy. I was watching.
Count that vote.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, excuse me. Can we have a brief at ease?
We'll take the at ease for a minute.
What was the vote?
Need one more.
One more.
Huh?
We got enough right now.
No, we don't.
Seven.
One more.
Tim?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move mine to a yes.
Hey, Kelly.
Come back, Kelly.
Come.
Wherever you are.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move my vote from May.
All right. That gives us eight votes. Okay, the motion carries. We will try to have a short meeting on Tuesday. There's a few things, housekeeping things that we want to discuss. Members that want to travel to the Legislative Council meeting in Seattle. There'll be a report from our legislative director on moves and so forth. But we'll try to do that on Tuesday. Will you all be available on Tuesday? Well, we'll try to poll you to find out, because we'll be out by then. Yes, Senator Ray.
Is there any possibility that we could send a letter to the conferees on the budget and asking them to look into some of the areas and reinstate the money for teleconferencing?
Does Senator Eliason have anything to report on that?
I don't really see where the problem is. We made some amendments in the budget up there to satisfy most of the concerns. We opened it up in the finance. And those are concerns or the recommendations into the budget. We continue to get POM saying don't close this, but why the hell do you need the office open out in the boondoggles when you're not in session? That's the whole point. Why do we need somebody out there sending us POMs when we're out there ourselves?
Senator Jarrett and then Senator.
You know, I guess just in a quick response there, that at least during, you know, during the session, there are a number of departmental meetings that do go on there, and they do involve, for example, Health Social Services does hold teleconferencing there, and they, rather than bring people in, they've been using the teleconferencing network. That's the only.
I don't think that's a problem either, because equipment's there, isn't it? If we got volunteers open that thing up, what the hell is the problem? The problem is that we don't want to pay these people out and do nothing.
Okay, I think the problem is there is educating the people that the equipment is there, it can be used.
Perception problem.
So if that's the case, maybe we need something coming out.
People complaining are volunteer sites anyway. Unless I'm missing something.
I'm with you, Dick.
Representative Miller.
Under the amendments and arrangement that now stands, during the sessions, are we going to be pretty well covered to the extent that we are right now?
Yes.
Everywhere.
In other words, we're not going to be losing anything during the session.
No.
Thanks, Coach.
I think that's a misconception also.
That's a misconception, right.
I still believe that we should allow the maximum participation possible for those people who are not in this area.
I agree with you.
I don't agree with that, but there's.
Representative.
Excluding Sitka.
I'm moving out to have that adjourned.
Any objection? So, thank you very much.
Well, if you're going to railroad me, goddamn.
Put him on a by train.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Dick.
I agree with it, Katie.
Oh, fine, we're going to lose.